from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Embarrassing. Do not spread the news.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Hey, yo, what was that? Like, no, for real, what was that? I'm in here watching Yankee Encore. Like, I'm going to watch the game again right now while I talk to you at 888-808-1019. And I've just been sitting here putting together notes laughing. Like, I have to laugh. I have to laugh that one off. But I'm not really laughing because I've seen that before. Not as bad as that, but I've seen them go play down to their competition just like that. The Yankees are back. I told y'all to chill. I told y'all we got to pump our brakes. Which Yankees are back exactly? Like, what Yankees are we talking about? That's the World Series bound New York Yankees? Just gave the Chicago White Sox their World Series. Literally, that's the game of the year for them. Worst loss of the season for the Yankees. And yeah, you should have saw it coming. As the Chicago White Sox were historically losing 21 games in a row, on the road to firing their manager, many people in baseball looked ahead at the schedule and laughed and said, oh, they'll beat the Yankees. And I saw it and I ignored it because Yankee fans are thinking, hey, the schedule's softening up. Hey, the Yankees are back. We got Jazz Chisholm. And adding injury to insult, Jazz gets hurt. I mean, early in the game, the vibes were off. This guy's trying to give you the game. Kai Bush? Who? Kai Bush is this guy's name? He couldn't throw strikes. He's coming out throwing wild pitches, walking guys. And the Yankees score first, but like, bro, like I'm supposed to trust this team. I'm supposed to believe that this is a team that can win 28 and they can go out there and look like that. How many worst losses of the year do they have to rack up in different ways? That's embarrassing, man. That's everybody's talking about that in baseball. Everybody's talking about that across the sports landscape tonight and tomorrow. 8:10. It's already tomorrow. 8:10 can't come fast enough. Good morning, good morning. Keith McPherson on The Fan till 2 a.m. Luckily, this is a quick show. So the Yankees barely win another series at home, barely win the homestand. Oh, let me guess, the bullpen is taxed. Yeah, I don't believe in this bullpen. I saw a WFAN roll an article out today. I'm sorry. Like, I love the Yankees. I want to win the World Series more than anything in sports. I watch everything. I'll watch the Olympics. I'll watch the Little League World Series. I'll watch preseason football between the Colts and the Broncos, the Cowboys and the Rams, the Bears and the Bills. More than anything in this sports world, I want to see the New York Yankees win the World Series, but I don't believe it. I'm sitting there on the couch tonight, and I feel like I'm getting aged by this game. I'm going gray. I'm growing gray hairs. And I realize I am too old to believe in Santa Claus. I am too old to keep thinking, oh, yeah, this is the year. Oh, they're their favorites. Oh, look at the American League. Yeah, so you come in tonight tied for the best record in baseball. Please, please. You know what you do? It's so predictable. Because after you needed every single run to survive the bullpen and pray Holmes, that's my new nickname for Clay Holmes, didn't need him at all tonight. Someone tweeted at me, who should close tonight, Keith? I said, let Judge close. Who cares? Yeah, let Judge close. Add that to his MVP resume to hold off Bobby Witt Jr. We'll get to that in a minute. Nonsense. But These guys go to Chicago after barely winning the homestand, going 5-4 after having doubleheaders where the first games, you know, they come out, blow the doors off the team, and then have a clunker in the next one, and then you win 8-7 needing all of those runs, all of those home runs, and there's chinks in your armor, man. This team is not as good as we think, and I know a lot of you don't think they're that good, but for the glass half full crowd, there are problems. 888-808-1019, you can't ignore it, and this is a team. You know, there goes your third baseman, who you know they're gonna hold him out of the game. They're the Yankees. They're going to use some caution here and ice him up and give him some treatment. So, like, I don't know. Who's playing tomorrow? DJ playing third base? Oswaldo playing third base? Whatever. Oh, and here comes Nestor Cortez. you got to laugh. You legit got to laugh and pray. That's where I'm at with this Yankee team. I'm just going to pray for better and for better days and hope things go their way. And that they just, I don't know, luck up into one. Because on paper, it's not looking good. And on paper, they're supposed to beat the White Sox. But I think the White Sox were minus 310 and 350. The fix was in, right? You're going to get everybody's best shot. How many times do I have to say that? You're the New York Yankees. It is their World Series. It's fireworks tonight. They're rocking their Southside City Connect uniforms. Grady Sizemore's getting his first win tonight. And, like, if you guys follow Katie Sharp on Twitter, she's just putting out laughable stats right now. It's the second time in franchise history that the Yankees had 20-plus base runners and scored two or fewer runs in a nine-inning game. They also did that September 6, 1912, versus the Oakland A's. What? What? Like, looking at the box score and thinking how that game, the vibes were off in the beginning because they're trying to give you the game and you wouldn't take it. And just nonsense, pop-ups. Giancarlo Stanton, come on down. As soon as we start to praise you, as soon as we start to say he's back, I don't know what some of those at-bats were tonight. Grady Sizemore talking about, yeah, we're going to be very careful with Aaron Judge. I mean, it didn't matter. Intentionally walked him. Worked. No way is a first-time manager out-managing our manager. I couldn't wait to see the postgame. I never watched the postgame. I wanted to see Boone's demeanor, and I could tell he was tight. I mean, he better be if there ever was a time to be upset. But, like, he still kept it together. They're not talking down on anything. Verdugo, they asked Verdugo, is this like a reality check? Nope, just another bad day. Just we're on the wrong side of it. When is enough enough? I'm like, I got to go back. I know they dropped the game to the miserable Oakland A's the first game last year. I think 2 years ago they went to Pittsburgh when the Pirates were no good and gave them their World Series, lost the first game. Like, of course, they can come back and win the next two games against the White Sox, but they might actually lose tomorrow with Nestor on the mound. We don't even know who's pitching Wednesday, bullpen game. Like, what a joke. What an absolute joke. 888-808-1019. If you like jokes, laugh. I'm sitting there, I have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset, something. Like, I'm sitting there watching the game sick, bro. Like, this can't be real life. This is a historically bad team. They're talking about the worst record in the history of baseball. They have the worst ballpark name in the history of baseball. Their fans are wearing bags on their heads. Their fans are wearing shirts that say, we don't like this team. But you know what? The Yankees draw big crowds. I've been out there a bunch of times. My homie Stanton used to work in the ticket office. We used to be on the field. I used to be in their Audi club. Used to be in their Legends. They showed up tonight for that. Big win. Making guys like Kai Bush. Kai Bush is like, whoo, survived the Yankee lineup. Kai Bush. Like, Tuki Toussaint? You knew Tim Hill was getting on the mound against his former team. You just knew that. And, yo, not for nothing, speaking of the trade deadline, which I told you I was disappointed at the trade deadline, they didn't do enough. They can DFA De Los Santos. Yeah, DFA to De Los Santos. Just send him anywhere, bro. Inning and two-thirds, 8 hits, 7 runs. Everybody could get some. Everybody get right. They had an absolute party on the south side of Chicago on our behalf. 888-808-1019. We're just going to talk to Yankee fans until 2 a.m. that are pissed off. They're going to be calling for Brian Cashman to be fired tonight. They're going to be calling for Aaron Boone to be done after this year. I guarantee you somebody mentions George Steinbrenner rolling in his grave. I guarantee you somebody mentions Hal Steinbrenner's not serious, because this doesn't look like a serious group. This looks like an unserious group of baseball players. You have Aaron Judge on this team. You have Juan Soto on this team. And you have a bunch of other guys. Like, I mean, Volpe had some good at-bats. To see Volpe work and walks, you start to feel good about that. They just couldn't get it going. The vibes went from bad to worse. And you just felt it. It was a train wreck. You just felt it coming because they could not capitalize. They score one in the first. They give up two. Luis Gil, is that your game two starter? Like, what are we talking about, bro? Like, this is a team that's supposed to just magically turn into a team that can get through October? This is a team that I'm screaming on the fan every day how important it is to capitalize against the Angels, against the Rangers, against the Blue Jays, against the worst team in baseball, because you need to start building some type of a lead. It's right there. Like Boone said, it's right in front of you, but you don't want it bad enough. So you're an unserious group. How serious can I be as a fan, right? What did I tell you guys just a couple weeks ago? Just go to the stadium, get your bobbleheads, enjoy the ballpark, enjoy your summer. This summer is burning on us, bro. It is about to be over. Start the football. And I know you Jets fans got to be sick. My friends that are Jets fans, Yankee fans, are sick. I jokingly said, I'm just going to talk about Hassan Reddick tonight. Because Hassan Reddick was the first name that I brought up when everybody wanted to talk about, where's Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers, unexcused absence. I'm like, we're focusing on the wrong guy. Aaron Rodgers has been there when he didn't have to be there from the end of last season all through the offseason. Where is Hassan Reddick? Where's Hassan Reddick? The Eagles, they be finessing. They drop a problem off. They get him up out of there. They don't got to worry about him. They pick up Bryce Huff. And now, you know, I don't want to say it's the same old Jets, but this is a bad look for the Jets. And what I'll say about it, there's a bunch of reports out there about how this went south. There's a bunch of reports about his contract and the money that he wants and looking at other money across the league and what this guy's getting paid and what. Like, this shouldn't be a Jets problem. And I know Douglas put out the statement. I'll read the statement later, whatnot, but I'll say this. This season, Joe Douglas, your job is on the line. Robert Saleh, your job is on the line. Aaron Rodgers said so much. And you already have to deal with Aaron Rodgers' shenanigans. You already have to deal with his ego. You can't let Hassan Reddick's ego walk into that building. Rob Saleh has a hard enough time with that locker room as is. Like, you can't add another problem to that. He hasn't been there. He hasn't practiced. If you can get anything for him, I don't care what it is. If it's a sixth, seventh round, whatever. It didn't work. It didn't work. Don't drag this out. Don't make this a distraction for this team. Let your young guys you drafted get the opportunity to play. You can't pay this guy anyway. Don't you plan on paying your offensive and defensive rookie of the year soon? Your runner-up for offensive rookie of the year soon? Yeah, I'm talking about Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner. Those guys need money. Those guys got to get paid. Hassan Reddick's not a part of the team. He's a headache already. I just think that they gotta look around the league. We're in training camp right now. There's some team around the league that needs a dominant edge rusher. There's some team around the league that might give up more than a fifth, sixth, seventh round pick. Maybe you can get a fourth, whatever. I just think that this is something that never got started for the Jets, so don't let it start now. It got to this point. Just don't let it, you know. I'm watching the game tonight, and I'm like, start the football. And I start thinking about some of my homies that are Yankees fans going into a Jets season. You got to be sick. And watching the Yankees play tonight, I was nauseous. Sick. Needed a bag. Wanted to puke. But, yeah, congrats to Grady Sizemore and the White Sox. That's their best game of the year. That's the most runs they've scored all year. That is their literal World Series. And I'm not surprised that the Yankees forget. Like, you're going to step in the ring and you're going to get everybody's best shot. You're the fake tough bully that walks up to the little guy, slips and falls. Now that little guy's getting the best of you, wearing you out. And you're just laying on the ground, getting whooped on. Embarrassing. 888-808-1019. I don't even know what to say. Like, Watching that game tonight, it did not have to be this way. Verdugo, I don't know what the hell Verdugo is on. Just when you think Verdugo is Verdugo good, nope, back to Verdugo no good. Bro, what the hell? Like, trying to dive and make those plays, I think he did it twice. Just stay up, get the ball, and throw it in. And then that pop-up bunt, that's your decision, obviously. If you're going to do that, get the bunt down. Like, this guy's confidence got to be shot. What happened to the, where my dog's at? Like, I can't, bro. I cannot, bro. This team gives me agita. This team is just like, I can't enjoy watching the game. I'm supposed to sit down and watch a laugher against the worst team in baseball. They're supposed to go in and rock that team. This guy is walking everybody. They could walk a mile on Kai Bush and can't get it done. Can't get it done. So I'll hear from you. 888-808-1019. I'll take your calls. You can vent. You can express whatever you want. And hey, whatever. I apologize if I say some stuff that I don't mean about the New York Yankees now, but I probably do mean it because I want to win the World Series, and that's still very much on the table. But man, like when they show you that tonight, what do you have faith in? Luis Hill's going to just be a dominant pitcher the rest of the year and take the ball after Gerrit Cole? I don't know how much faith you have in Gerrit Cole. I don't know how much faith you have in Nestor Cortez pitching tomorrow. Yeah, the bullpen's taxed. Oh, they're going to throw a bullpen game Wednesday. And oh, Jazz Chisholm's hurt now. Well, you know, the hits keep coming and nobody's coming to save this team. And it's remarkable that you have two MVP candidates on this team and you didn't do enough to stack the deck around them in a year where we're looking at the Cleveland Guardians, the Seattle Mariners, and the Baltimore Orioles as the teams in the American League that could be standing in the way. this is real life. This is real life for the modern day Yankee fan, and it's not good enough. So call me up with your thoughts, your opinions, get it off your chest, and then we'll go to sleep, wake up, and hopefully they get their act together. Hopefully they figure it out and flip the score and beat them 12-2, which they easily could do when you look at some of the games the White Sox have played, throwing the ball around the diamond, just being trash. Like, you can't lose like that. You can't get embarrassed like that. You can't get whooped like that by a historically bad team. But of course you can. You're the New York Yankees. This is what you do now. Not the Yankees I grew up with. These Yankees, yeah. These Yankees will go get rolled like that, and there's a mentality that exists that it's just baseball. That's not baseball, Susan. That's not Susan's brand of baseball. I feel bad. Susan's got to sit there in Chicago through this. Why do you think John Sterling tapped out?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.